Ciao, il mio nome è Alessandro Segalini, questa è Type Radio da New York, ora siamo in onda.
You've got Hemingway coming out?
Yes.
Why did you decide to call it Hemingway? What is the reason for that?
I wanted to read The Old Man and the Sea novel, and by that time I was in Otranto, which is in the south of Italy. It's a place by the sea, mm-hmm. Very nice sea. And I was looking at a boat with a brush paint letter on the shell, and that was the time I wanted to read the book. So when I went back to the hometown, I bought the book and I read The Old Man and the Sea, and I wanted to extract what is the philosophy behind the book and like this, the symbolic way of writing which Hemingway put in that.
So it is a script font, Hemingway?
It's not a script font. I would call it a hybrid. It has some sharp details, which is with those details have been edited because my initial design was quite rough, and now it's going to be really smooth.
And is there something that you hate about type design?
Hate?
Yeah. Something you dislike?
About type design.
Yeah, while you're working or...
Maybe I could say I don't like if there's too much black. Then also Steve is helping with this.
Yeah, I think that in looking at Alessandro's design, when we initially looked at it, we looked at the overall design, not necessarily the execution, and that's why we invited him to come over to really work in our studio so that we could, when somebody has a talent, you can sort of, they know that they can get themselves to a certain point, and let's say that they're self-taught, but then to learn the finer points to make it a viable commercial property of something that's marketable. Then we said, okay, we really need to take this to the next step, and we made some suggestions, but purely the authoring work is actually will be completely prepared by Alessandro, and that's good because we don't need to learn. He's the one that's learning it, and it's, after all, it's his design, and I think at the end he'll have more pleasure and reward from it to see it, and it's actually evolved very nicely. I think what was going to be, how many weights, Alessandro, were you originally going to do?
Weights.
How many weights of the typeface? That you
four weights and italic and like a set of caps, which is more close to a symbol than a letter.
In fact, the
if
caps...
If we can say that, because of course letters are symbols.
No, well, I understand what you say. That's more abstract kind of letter shapes.
Were, and actually the lowercase and that we decided that the lowercase and the caps were quite different from each other. And in fact, even though it sort of maintained a sort of a calligraphic, sort of very nice sharp edges, the caps that Alessandro developed, we said, okay, they're suitable for maybe for a display or decorative work. But it really cried out for another set of caps to be drawn that were a lot more in keeping, so that it could be used for text as well as display. And this thing has evolved to probably close to 24 weights of the typeface without it being overextended.
Hmm.
But was there times that you disagreed, that you didn't agree with some of the decisions, or were you open to do, I mean... If you really disagreed, then you said, oh, no, I'm going to do it this way.
Oh, we are always, like, work, get along very well with...
Yeah. But I'd say that, look, ultimately, I think that we had our moments where we wouldn't necessarily 100% agree, because I don't think that's healthy. And and ultimately, the decisions that were made were ultimately Alessandro's decisions as far as from the aesthetic of what he wanted to do with his design. But let's say if there was an issue of where there was something that, say, from a construction standpoint, or the way that I thought the glyph could be drawn differently or improved, then I made that suggestion. But ultimately, Alessandro made the decision of which glyph resides in the final data. But would you agree that's a fair assessment, Alessandro?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
You can say no, you know. We'll protect you.
No, it's just because I can see, when I look at the screen, I see the glyphs. I recognize the point that maybe are, you know, where the eyes stop. But I don't know where to put the control point or how to move the Bezier, you know.
Mm-hmm. The point.
So I'm learning this from International Dive Funds.
Okay, that's
good. Very interesting because we got a lot of experience with, we started off using Icarus long before there was a font lab and even before there was a fontographer, and that's a lot more traditional and conventional. And even for us, in a way, Icarus is a very powerful tool, but it takes an awful lot of knowledge, and it's completely different editing process to Bezier. And actually, we're able to edit things a lot quicker using the Bezier tools now. So it's even we've learned a lot in the last few years since we've changed over more to this, just because we really wanted to move further into things being supported in OS X. And in fact, the newer Icarus tools were not being supported in OS X at this moment. So we decided, as we could either stay with Unix-based products in a Sun or a micro environment and using the tools and been out on an island, but we decided that we've got to convert over and start using the Bezier tools. But most of the issues have really been, as far as from a technical standpoint, as far as things being of a certain height, or the overshoots of the characters and
very overall kind of issues.
The overall condition, mm-hmm. weights and balances of how the stuff goes together and how to assemble the font from a technical perspective. And it's our goal that when Alessandro leaves here next month, that he'll have all the tools to go forward with minimal input from us. And I would say that that's going to be a reality because he already had... Some people either have a feel for it or they don't have a feel for it. You can't make somebody a type designer or have a feel or a love for type. It's either there or it's not there. And we know this. We've had people that have worked for International Type Founders and they've been unbelievable editors, but they have no passion for it. And it's a mechanical process for them. And you can see that in their work. Mm. And it's sometimes better to have someone that's really got a passion for it, such as Alessandro, that can actually, that really wants to learn this, and you can see that in their work. And I think that's important.
Yeah, thank you.
What's next after Hemingway then?
The next?
Next font.
Next font. I don't know.
Sure, yeah. Well, Alessandro is not telling you. He has another time.
He's not letting us look into his kitchen.
Well, I designed a titling font based on Pacioli's alphabet, which was designed in the Middle Age. And
you want to work on that?
Yeah, I did, but it's not... I mean, the digital data has to be edited.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for this conversation.
Thank you very much.
Type radio.org.